After showing Mr. R through the house, she took him out to the garage. There, jacked up on blocks, was a Packard car in mint condition.
My husband bought that car for me shortly before he passed on, she said softly. I've never ridden in it since his death. You appreciate nice things, and I'm going to give this car to you.
Why, Auntie? He said. You overwhelm me. I appreciate your generosity, of course, but I couldn't possibly accept it. I'm not even a relative of yours. I have a new car, and you have many relatives that would like to have that Packard.
Relatives? She exclaimed.
Yes, I have relatives who are just waiting till I die so they can get that car, but they're not going to get it.
If you don't want to give it to them, you can very easily sell it to a second-hand dealer, he told her.
Sell it? She cried. Do you think I would sell this car? Do you think I could stand to see strangers riding up down the street in that car, the car my husband bought for me? I wouldn't dream of selling it. I'm going to give it to you. You appreciate beautiful things.
He tried to get out of accepting the car, but he couldn't without hurting her feelings.
This lady, left all alone in the big house with her paisley shawls, her French antiques, and her memories, was starving for a little recognition. She had once been young and beautiful and sought after. She had once built a house warm with love and had collected things from all over Europe to make it beautiful. Now, in the isolated loneliness of old age, she craved a little human warmth, a little genuine appreciation, and no one gave it to her. And when she found it, like a spring in a desert, her gratitude couldn't adequately express itself with anything less than a gift of her cherished Packard.